is 12:32. So if you would please join me for, we have a quorum, and would you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? Stand. Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, it seems like we were just here. Time does fly. Okay, so we have our quorum. Everyone is here. And Mr. Hurst, do you have a report from closed session?
There's nothing to report from yesterday's closed session.
Okay, and under special reports, we have none, and Sheriff Taylor is not here, correct? Because we did have 2 days. We thought perhaps he thought he was on today. Okay. And nothing on presentations. And we don't have consent agenda today. So we are to item 5 on public comment on anything jurisdictional for our board. Any public comment on 5? When we do have Julie Tacker is first.
Has me concerned, and I really wanted to remind you that you are a community services district and you should be providing services, the highest quality services you can, for the best price. And what your general manager has put before you and cost-cutting measures to grapple with your cash flow shortfall has me concerned. You are not filling vacancies. You are postponing raises. You are going to charge full rates for your vets hall. You're deferring possible maintenance and other expenditures, negotiating with vendors to delay payments. You're reducing the role of your labor negotiation. Negotiating measures or revenue-generating measures is concerning. I believe if you do not get real consultation on financial consultation, perhaps a bankruptcy specialist, they can help you before you have to file, or they can guide you, hopefully prevent you from having to file bankruptcy. But this is serious, and I think you need help. I don't believe that your general manager is capable of navigating you through this. This is critical, and you are cutting services by cutting these places, and they are not just related to the water or the machine, the water emergency water system. This is cutting services throughout your community, and I think your district's in real trouble, and I think you need to face it. And I have experience with a district in bankruptcy. I was on the board. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life to have to make those choices. But you have to protect your citizens and your ratepayers and your district and your resources, and I think it's time. I think this list is a red flag. This should have been on red paper. It's very serious, and I hope you're as nervous or concerned about it as I am, and I again would advise you to seek consultation with a bankruptcy specialist.
Thank you. Next on item 5, Tina Dickinson.
Good morning, Board. Tina Dickinson, Cambria. Couple of items. I was not here, but as I mentioned yesterday when I did arrive, that I was watching the live streaming, and the general manager's opening comments where he referred to the 9P2 well that provides the 183 acre feet in the settlement agreement with Mr. Warren. I notified Mr. Warren that he should take note of what the general manager had to say yesterday, and I want to bring to your attention what he sent me this morning. That well, 9P2, the non-potable and water for irrigation, he sent me the reports for the water testing. First of all, August 6, 2014, the chloride level was 31 mg. On a later report, which was for April 9th, 2015, it rose from 31 to 120. The maximum allowable for ag for irrigation is 100. So his well, or not his well, but his allotment from that well, his allocation, has been contaminated. He can't use that for irrigation. So I wanted to bring that up. Second thing that I, and he also sent a page from the settlement agreement, which you are all Community Services District, for a total of $330,000. And the suit was filed, here it is, I got it, it was filed July 13th. The summons has not been served. The attorney for representing the plaintiff told me yesterday morning that their hope is to settle out of court. That's why you've not been served a summons. So that's the hope. But that's $330,000 and some more dollars that was never brought to our attention. But certainly the Land Watch $160,000 was brought to our attention. So this does. The NCAC meeting last night thought it had been settled yesterday. I spoke to the attorney representing the plaintiff, and he said they were in negotiations in attempts to settle it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Elizabeth Bettenhausen. Monique.
For keeping us informed and for keeping the facts transparent, I might say. My second point, a month ago I submitted public record requests for the CCSD internal accounts, including the names of the accounts, all 33. I was told that the names of some internal accounts could not be disclosed to the public, and I have the numbers of them if you'd like them. When I asked yesterday at your meeting about the erroneous water usage number of 93,434 units for an internal account in the May-June billing summary, this mistaken number was not explained. Rather, the general manager did name an account that I was told could not be made public. I misspoke yesterday, apparently, when I said that the account was billed. I did not mean that. I do not have the bills for the account because the CCSD does not include them in my public records request for internal accounts. So my apologies to the holder of the account, and I am grateful for Ms. Dickinson, apparently, for speaking with this man, whom I do not know personally. My concern still stands, dear directors. What are the actual verified usage numbers for CCSD water for May and June of this year? Many, many tables about water usage. I would like to know the actual numbers for this account, which said 93,000 plus units, which is slightly, if I may use the word, hyperbolic.
Thank you. We have no other request for public comment under item 5. I just for a point of clarification for Dr. Bettenhausen, you have a second request. You didn't put an item, so I could add it if you know.
Oh, I was way too hasty, Madam President. Thank you. It's item 8A.
There are no ad hoc reports. We did those yesterday. Yes, Director Rice?
Madam President, I neglected to report yesterday. I did attend the Fire Safe Focus Group meeting at the request of Director Berenger.
Actually, it was my Thank you.
So I just wanted to let you know that I believe the minutes already came out as part of an email, and I wanted to let folks know that they're actively working on making sure the community knows what they need to do in case of emergencies, and they're working on trying to figure out how to get better cell coverage for the community for emergencies. And I think that was those were the primary subjects of the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
It was well attended.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, then since we did have an item on this, is there any, I see no public comment though for 6B. Okay, so we will move on then. We have no business on the consent agenda. So we're moving now to item 8, and that is our public hearing regarding the adoption of resolution 312015. And so, General Manager Gruber, if you would like to introduce this.
Thank you, Madam President. Item 8A is public hearing regarding adoption of resolution 312015, revising enhanced water conservation measures, restrictions on the use of potable water, and maximum use for water use allocation. I did green sheet some changes for you. Two changes that I'll go over in maximum water use allocations for its customers. Maximum water use allocation has been established for public, commercial, and residential customers. Use of potable water in excess of the monthly water use allocations is prohibited and subject to substantial penalties. As the board is also aware, the restrictions include a prohibition on outdoor watering and landscaping in gardens with potable water. The restrictions expressly state that the prohibition on outdoor watering and landscaping in gardens apply regardless of whether or not the particular customer uses less water than their monthly use allotment. Staff is aware that many in the community believe that the restrictions on water use should be modified to allow customers to use their water allocation in whatever manner they choose. Resolutions have been prepared to provide a vehicle for the board to modify the restrictions on outdoor watering and the landscaping of gardens if it chooses to do so. Since the fire danger is so great within the community, as identified within the recent grand jury report and two small brush fires on the Covell Ranch, staff would like the board to consider following recommendations. It should be noted that the recommendations are still below the state standards for conservation, and due to the tremendous conservation efforts of the community, the residents of Cambria continue to fall below the mandated restrictions required by the state. The following recommendations were discussed and evaluated by staff and the Water Conservation Ad Hoc Committee, comprised of Vice President Merle Clift and Director Amanda Rice, on August 10, 2015. Thank you for the Water Conservation Ad Hoc Committee for their time and guidance in dealing with the penalties in place and divide Cambria into two zones for watering. And this is something that the board can modify or adjust after you have had a chance to deliberate it. Zone 1 shall be comprised of all CCSD customers east of Highway 1 and shall be allowed to water on Tuesday before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. And we've given you a green sheet on the changes to the resolution that corrects that. So it had stated something different than that in the resolution. Zone 2 shall be comprised of all CCSD customers west of Highway 1 and shall be allowed to water on Thursday before 7 a.m. and not after 7 p.m. Outdoor watering should focus on established vegetation such as trees and perennials, and not an watering schedule for the community should not necessarily tied to restarting the EWS. However, staff will make every effort to restart the EWS based on the criteria that was outlined in the general manager's report as part of the July 2015 report, with a certain amount of flexibility relating to well levels and gradients. And as you can see, the well level in WBE as of 8/18 is down to 3.27, so that's going to trigger some things. As staff previously advised, since 2007, the adoption of the water restrictions have been based upon the CCSD's existing declared water code section 350 water shortage emergency. In this respect, Water Code Section 353 authorizes a board to adopt regulations and restrictions on the delivery of water, which will conserve the water supply to the greatest public supply. A public hearing is required to be held prior to adopting the resolution. It will be effective immediately upon adoption, subject to the publication requirements set forth in the Water Code 376. After publications, violations of the water conservation measures or restrictions on use of potable water as a misdemeanor can be punishable pursuant to Water Code 377. So attached is the resolution. There's been two changes. If you look at item number six, in our haste, we inadvertently included public restrooms shall be closed and replaced with porta potties. We've stricken that. That's we've decided to keep those open. That was something that we decided a while ago. And then thank you, President Robinette, for bringing to my attention that in the original resolution that you have on page 8 under number 1, effective immediately, outdoor water use of potable water is restricted as follows. On the bottom sentence, it reads, and as partially set. So Monique, thanks to Monique, she went back, and in the green sheet that you have, it said watering is prohibited between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So the hours of 7 a.m., we don't want people watering before the hours of 7 a.m., or we do want people watering before the hours of 7 a.m., and we do want people watering after the hours of 7 p.m. And those are the evapotranspiration. That's when the heat is the highest and things like that. So obviously you don't want people watering during those times. So the deal with the restrooms and the correction on the time, and then the only thing really for the board to deliberate, and I had only suggested this to the ends at an even number, then you'd water on another day. But that's up for the board to really decide, whatever the board decides to do on that. And I can answer any questions or if you'd like to discuss it amongst yourself.
Actually, I wanted to clarify that this is the first part of the public hearing. This is the open. The public hearing is open. And so with that, then, I would like to move to public comment for the hearing. And so we have some requests for public comment. And first is Crosby Schwartz.
Crosby Swords, Cambria homeowner, Madam President and Board, and members of the staff. I think the resolution before you is a step in the right direction. The residents of Cambria have demonstrated that they know how to conserve water and they know how to stay within their allocation. And if this drought continues into the fall, we could be having people required to water at night. So that could be a problem later on. Might want to consider changing the prohibited hours or eliminating the prohibited hours. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next on public comment is Julie Tacker.
Good afternoon again. I am Julie Tacker, and I was a bit perplexed by the paragraph in your staff report on fiscal impact increase in water usage. In yesterday's report, some of the revenue generating ideas from your staff, one of them is to allow outside irrigation at least one day a week. So this is about raising money. My first question is, are you willing to empty your aquifer for the very low amount of money? This is not a lot of money. Your general manager's suggesting that you don't expect an increase of water usage. So if he's saying none, I would suggest that there'd be some, whatever that is. Access the more expensive water for your ratepayers. That's a moral issue. Are you really willing to do that to your ratepayer? Are you really, really willing to do that to your aquifer? I'm confused by this in that I think it's irresponsible. You have shown that you know how to save water in this community.
You have come up with creative ideas how to use non-potable water to irrigate outdoors and save whatever species that you've chosen to save. And we are in a desert climate. This is California. We are a desert. And we should not, what survives without water is what lives on our coast. So, you know, I'm sorry if you had if you planted a willow tree that needs 10 times its weight in water a day, but that's going to die. And it, because it shouldn't have been there. But I really, I'm more confused about the money and what you're potentially doing to your ratepayer.
Thank you. Next on public comment is Elizabeth Bettenhausen.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I really want to thank the two previous speakers. I heartily agree. This is not a water one day a week. It's water one night a week. And there is a great conflict between what the staff says in the report today and what was claimed in the finance officer's report yesterday about raising revenue. And so I would hope that you would all discuss that as you deliberate on this. I am glad that you clarified that it is one night a week watering. And I agree that the sunset's getting earlier and the sunrise is getting later. Evaporation, however, is not a bad problem at night. So that's a good argument for doing your nighttime watering. 7:01 p.m. You are raising the possibility of slugs, fungus, mildew, and mold on your plants. Therefore, use this watering can. Do not water the leaves of any plant or any tree. Water the root system. Put food in if you'd like, too. But if you can afford it, use the underground drip irrigation system, the most efficient, with a moisture monitor. So even if it's your time to water that week, you might not water because your plants might not need it because you've got the monitoring system. I think after what I heard yesterday that the CCSD is clearly in need of such a, quote, groundwater management system, end quote. I'm glad that the public toilets are available to the public. We'd go under faster than CCSD being bankrupt. We'd go under as a town if we didn't get their money. I have a life-size photo of a cactus I took this morning in our garden. Life-size blossom. And I want to give it to you, President Robinette, if I may, because if you have a theme that you're hearing from me a lot in since January of 2004, it's cactus. I will stand here until the red beeper beeps, just in case I think of something else.
Okay, well, you're good. Just kind of relax. Hang in there. Thank you.
This is how we water. We don't water with the hose. We don't water with any of that fancy stuff. This is an extra. Anybody need it for your? No. Okay. Just call me up. We've got it.
Okay. Thank you. And next, public comment, Tina Dickinson.
Tina Dickinson on this item. While I would love to be able to have the luxury of being able to water, restrictions of using potable water for outdoor watering, with a very heavy tourist population during Pine Dorado that's coming upon us, it seemed a little odd that before this date of Pine Dorado, the board may decide to change the restrictions where our water supply will become more, when our water supply will become even more depleted. But it is the board's choice to have customers use more water to help with depleted revenues. I would understand that. And additionally, need water to fight fires. And thank you, Mr. Clyde Warren, for having supplied a 255,000-gallon reservoir that saved us with these two fires, quite frankly. The fiscal impact, as Ms. Tacker referred to, staff and I've got it here and I printed it out. Staff anticipates no increase in the amount of water being used due to the fact that water allocations will remain the same. How on earth is that possible? Why are we even going here then? If you aren't expecting to get more revenue, then I don't understand what this sentence is doing in here. Staff anticipates no increase in the amount of water being used due to the fact that water allocations will remain the same. I asked you 4 or 5 months ago, why can't I, instead of using 20 gallons a day, I'm allowed 50? I'd love to go outside. I take a bath a week, by the way. Do I look clean? Okay. I would like to know why I was never allowed to do that, but I was given the reasons. No, we have to save our water. And I absolutely agree with that because I'm concerned about what's coming down the pike. We've heard it when San Simeon is over 14 feet. It's fine. It's normal. But that we have Pine Dorado, we know what happened last year with Pine Dorado, a million gallons a day. And I am very concerned that the ulterior motive might be, let's use up that water so we can flip on the switch and get even more revenue. But I think you need to really consider the fire issue. Huge. Look what's happening over the Cuesta Grade, right next door to us. And yet that's not a consideration right now. You bet I'd love to go water once a week. I would love it, instead of paying some man to come out and water, you know, for me. But I would be sitting at that diocese thinking about this very carefully. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no further requests for public comment, we will now close the public hearing and move to board discussion. So I think, do we have discussion? Okay. Director Barringer?
You start here? Sure.
Yes.
One thing that, first of all, I believe the general manager also would agree that, you know, there could be some incremental additional water used, but it would really be offsetting the same water that's coming from the same aquifer instead of it being trucked in by an agent. We'll be able to deliver it to our user for far cheaper. We can deliver it to them at 2/10 of a cent a gallon, I think, instead of 3 cents a gallon. So I think that it makes some, it's relatively wise that we make a small adjustment at this time for the convenience of our customers. And resolution itself is that we should have a day, and I say if someone didn't water during the week, if they're a weekender, if they only come here on the weekend, they're not a full-time resident, that they should be able to water on Saturday. So I think that that would be an accommodation for those people that just aren't here during the week, and I think we should be fair to them. So I would like to add a Saturday watering schedule for those that didn't water during the week as an accommodation. So that's a major change I'd make, and I'll listen to other input that the other directors have.
Okay, thank you. Director Rice?
Merle and I met with the general manager, and we did as much as I'm conflicted about this, changing this at this point because of the Pine Dorado, and again, it's a timing thing. I would like to avoid having happen what happened in 2013, where we put on a restriction, we took off a restriction, and then we had to put on a restriction again. But in that situation, we didn't have the emergency water supply. My concern now is making sure that we've done everything we need to do with the regional board and for the dechlorination system, that we would be able to turn it on because, and this is another thing, reason why it seems a little premature, because we haven't had rain, but our well levels are okay. So I'm kind of conflicted. It isn't supposed to be a money-making venture. That's not what it would end up being. But it could significantly change the amount of water that we're using, because if you look at the 8 days per period, usually, so I'm just going to use basic numbers here so that we don't get too complex, but it still gets complex. So if we did that and everybody decided to water on 1 day a week for 8 days of their billing cycle, that would... they could use an extra unit. An extra unit would be using about 90 gallons on the day that you water, if you water all of those 8 days. Depending on what your PSI is, what the water pressure is at your house, and the length of your hose, it's fair. You know, there isn't a simple answer on the internet for how much water comes out of a hose, because apparently it depends on how long the hose is and what the diameter is and what your water pressure is. So I kind of looked at what the range is, and if you're using a half-inch hose and you're going to water from a half-inch hose that's, say, 75 feet long, to use your 90 gallons, which everybody only goes up one unit, what you're going to do is water for 8 minutes. You're going to get 8 minutes of watering on your watering day for 8 days of the month, and you will use one additional unit. That one additional unit then adds to our water production schedule, which adds about 9 acre feet total if you multiply it out over 4,000 accounts. It is, and that's people still staying under. Right now, people are using a very small amount. If you divide out the number of acre feet we've produced, I don't have the actual billing numbers, but I was working from the well production numbers. We're looking at I'm not going to say most people because that's not true. I just used across the board divided by 4,000, a little over 5 units. Most people are actually using less than that, but 5 is still under usually what most people would be required to stick to. So over their allocation, because we're not changing the allocation, which is one of the reasons why I'd be okay with doing this. I also think that the trees really are, I mean, it's not just that I love trees and the forest, but any vegetation around a home that is long-lived, like the neighborhood. So I wouldn't want to be, I mean, there's three beautiful trees across at the house across the street from me, and that guy is really trying hard to save the two of those trees, and they will affect the value significantly of that house if they die, because they're so gigantic, and they are such a big part of the visual look of that house. So I can understand wanting to water for that reason. I don't want people watering their lawns, but not watering the lawn means the trees that are on that lawn don't get watered either. So I'm conflicted. I don't have the numbers of knowing how much revenue we might expect. I hope that we're going to keep track so that we will know going forward what effect this may have, having people be able to water one day a week. It is less than what the governor has asked people in the rest of the California to do, but we've always done more than what California does anyway, because we've always had a limited supply here and been aware of it. So I'm conflicted. I would like to hear from the board what your reasoning would be going one way or the other. Right now, if you look at August and September of 2014, it looks like what we were at. That's low. That's very low. And that's per month, so that's 8 units per billing cycle. But that's very low. We will go up. Nine acre feet is, if you add one unit to 4,000 accounts, it's 9 acre feet. So it does go up. We can probably afford it because hopefully we can get the emergency water supply going. But I'm kind of, because that's kind of an if still, that's my concern. So I'll stop there. I'd like to hear what you guys have.
Thank you. We'll start now over on my right with Director Thompson.
Yeah, you know, the tribute, which were not long about my dead plants. So I've previously opposed all suggestions that we modify the resolution. However, in this case, because of the extreme fire danger and only because of the extreme fire danger, I'm seriously considering supporting the proposal and also with consideration that we have the emergency water system online. I think that's something that makes me feel a little easier about this. The financial consideration to me is not a consideration. We may or may not make a few bucks more, but really it's the fire issue that I have in mind. I'd be certainly willing to modify the times that we water per Mr. Schwartz's suggestion. And also Mr. Beringer's suggestion about providing some weekend relief for out-of-towners. I know we have quite a few people that are just here on the weekends. And then also, so that perhaps would be a consideration. And with that, like I said, I'd seriously consider supporting this.
Vice President Clift?
I, too, have opposed this measure the two or three times it has come before us. But what I hear in the community is that people are, like me, buying water and using it. And I buy 100 gallons a week, and that takes care of my front and backyard. And I'm fearful of the Cambrian coming by, too, because and checking with KSBY, because they have a picture of me. We've done so well in the community. The community has responded well, and they've done a great job. And I'm being asked by many people to say I'm paying 40, 50 bucks a week to have somebody haul some water in. And to an extent, that water does come from the same aquifer that we draw from. So I can understand the concept of saying that the actual aquifer levels probably won't change much if we do this. So I am also, I think at this time, willing to say that I would go with the once a week watering when you're watering. I could go along with some kind of a recommendation where I think the district has sufficient records on those people because of the water allotment that you allow to weekenders, which is different from the normal situation, that they could control it. And so I, too, am concerned that, once again, if things go real bad and we have to slam down on it again, we'll get all the press that says we don't know what we're doing, and we're... I'm not saying anything particularly about you, Kathy. I'm saying we get slammed on all everywhere and by the community, and but that's fine. Those are decisions that we probably have to make and have to make some decisions on. So reluctantly, given all circumstances, I would just as soon we stay as tight as can be. But the community has done such a tremendous job. And when they ask for a little bit of relief, I'm willing to consider this resolution.
Okay, thank you. I also would like to speak to this, and you've made some good suggestions, things that I concur with, and I also believe that it is time. We have carried this forward now for a long time with our restrictions, and I think the time has come to give some relief to people. It is an ironic thing that we wind up either having people go out and try to get their own water from a private source, or we pay, if some people pay a lot of, there's a niche market here in town that I said would happen when we started this. And so people have bought tanks and they do come. But if people can afford it, then they've been buying it. And it is essentially buying back the water that's in our aquifer that comes through our system, too. But I think we have some other things to refine this now. And so maybe we should talk about those. Adding a day for the part-time people on Saturday may be something we want to consider.
I have some language that might... get you there in that regard, and that would be adding after the parenthetical zone 2 the following: property owners who demonstrate that they are only in residence on weekends may instead water on Saturday.
Yes, because that's one we should work out the wording, so that's fine. Do we have any objections?
I think that I just want some clarification. That additional for those weekend waterers, and then how are you going to know doing, I mean, as a resident, if a resident sees somebody watering on a Saturday, you're always going to have rule breakers. You can't be making the rules for the people who are jerks all the time and are going to break the rules anyway. But I think it may unnecessarily complicate making sure that people are only watering on the days when we pick those days because, correct me if I'm out of line here, but we pick Tuesday and Thursday because it's not on the weekend when we tend to have a higher load of water use because of our hose instead of having to import it. I mean, I don't want to be too hard on it, but this may be one of those things that just makes it more needlessly complicated when we may be having, and when we may be talking about, this is only for a few months before the rains, because it's going to rain.
I would like to comment.
But even if it rained like heck, you can't, the rule is you can't water. So it was never based upon availability of water for some reason. Now that, and also, I'm very against policing this. What I try and do is keep one neighbor from turning in another neighbor. I want to see if I can eliminate it. You'll never see anybody watering it at night anyway.
Well, and that's another clarification we need to make, I think.
But then I would like to comment on that, too. I have great confidence in the honesty and trust of the people that I share. As we've been paying for somebody to bring it to us or going out to get it. And so I think respecting people and going with the positive that people will adhere to their day and their allotment, I think we have to have that faith in people. So I think the Tuesday and the Thursday and adding something for out-of-towners, I know there are a lot of people that before we were all full-time people, we had houses here. And so I think that the weekend's pretty much the time when they can get here. So we can, legally on this procedurally, should we be taking a little show of hands that, yes, we want to add a Saturday, or are we okay just to incorporate it in?
Well, I could do a motion, and if it gets seconded, then we could discuss it further. So would you entertain a motion?
Could we? We might want to do this. We could take some things one at a time because I know we're also going to want to talk about rather than going on the east side of Highway 1 and the west side of Highway 1. So we could do each separately, or we could at least, I don't know.
Do you want me to give it a shot?
All right.
Okay. I move. That way we get a couple of extra hours in the early evening where somebody can water and it's actually daylight. And most of the transportation and most of the evaporation is already done by then anyway. And we go even odd address as opposed to one side of Highway 1, one side of it. It's very easy for somebody to know, okay, my address is an even number or it's an odd number. So with those provisions, I suggest we adopt the provision.
Could we say then, before we come back to it, that perhaps the odd numbers would be on Thursday and even numbers on Tuesday?
Great.
Okay. So we would have that.
Just procedurally, and I've asked Mr. Hirsch also, wouldn't it be better to act upon the potential amendments and then adopt the resolution as a whole afterwards? In other words, rather than trying to...
You want to do each one?
We could. We've got 2 points now.
Okay.
I've got a third one to add.
Okay. Why don't you add the third one and we'll...
Okay, so we've got adding the Saturday for non-residents.
No, Madam President and Mr. Hirsch, would it not be better to act upon amendments to the resolution independently and then...
As a motion, right?
Right, each one separately.
But I'm just kind of giving the list out so we can just... pick them up and not miss anything as we take each one separately.
Right, but then after we determine what the amendments are going to be, then make a motion on the resolution as a whole.
accept the resolution.
I will amend my motion.
Nobody seconded
it. Nobody seconded it. I move that we add a Saturday time period for non-residents.
I'll second that.
And that time is also going to move everything back to 5. We might as well do that rather than having to change the time later.
No, I want to do the time separately.
Okay, all right. There you go.
It was rejected.
Okay, so we have a first and a second to add a Saturday on the same time periods that we'd eventually adopt.
Yeah. For weekend homeowners.
Right. Can we vote on that one?
All right, so we have a...
I really don't care whether it's Saturday or Sunday, but I would defer to the general manager, as Saturday's usually the biggest tourist day and thing, and I'm thinking of water usage overall.
Sunday mornings.
Is there really a difference between Saturday and Sunday in water usage?
Yeah, historically, for an example, when I was a part-time person here, you get in the car and leave midday to head back to the Bay Area or head back to Southern California on Sunday. So Sunday would probably be a better of the 2 days. Because if you do come up here for the weekend, you're going to stay all day Saturday. No, Sunday would be the day to water.
Before
but then you
only
have
home,
one shot.
What about your hours? You have to
really
get
up to the
water
really
before 7 on Sunday?
You know, it's really up to the homeowners. Yeah, water on Sunday.
Anytime then, before you leave?
No.
Before 7?
I didn't mean to cause a big problem.
No.
I just...
Okay, I guess we're going to talk about the time separately, so it's hard to really rule on this one first. So why don't we talk about the time and come back to this one?
I move that we start allow watering beginning at 5 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. to give somebody a daytime shot at water.
Okay. So the beginning time, the before
no
time
second.
Is 7, before 7 or after 5?
Right.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to decide the time. Any discussion?
I have a... If we're going to change the time, which I think we should, because I think Dr. Bettenhausen makes an excellent point. I learned from Sunset Magazine when I first moved here. I mean, I have a black thumb, but I did learn one thing. You don't water too late. When the sun goes down, you shouldn't water. You're going to get fungus. You're going to get problems with your plants.
Water in the morning.
Same thing happened if you water too early in the morning when there's probably still dew on the plants sometimes from the fog. It seems to me that we had... The hours being 10 to 4, I think this at the state, the state regulation is something like 10 to 6 or something is when you're prohibited from. I'd like to move the morning time probably until 9, and 5 is going to be quickly going to be at dark at 5, which, I mean, 5 is okay right now, but what do you do when it's already dark at 5 and you don't want to water at that point, so then you have to water in the morning. So let's not make it 7 a.m. so people can have a little bit of time in the morning without having to get up at the time that maybe a lot of people in this town get up at 6 in the morning.
What is the state hours?
The state, I believe the state hours is 10 to 4 is prohibited, or 10 to 6. I can't remember
which
one
it is.
Seemed
to me it was
10
to 6.
I think 10 to 6 is that sounds like it's probably right.
I would always want to be stricter than the state for sure.
Right.
I would go so far as to say
as late as 9, right.
No water in between 9 and 6.
How about this? Since we're kind of moving around, I would like... to consider then 9 to 4, because it is going to be totally dark, you know, before you know it, at 5. And I think Dr. Bettenhausen made a fine point, too, about the mildew.
The problem is, if the state says 10 to 6, and we do hours that are inside that 10 to 6, people are subject to laws of the state of California, or the rules of the state of California, and I don't think we should do something that's
are we
less
in California
restrictive
still?
Than
I guess
what
we are.
What the state is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Just shut up.
I'd just like to say the committee didn't have a chance to talk about the time of day issue. Yeah. Otherwise, we would have probably come up with a recommendation.
If you go 9 to 6 or 10 to 6, you're still within the state rules.
I want to make it more strict, so my suggestion is 9 to 6.
9 to 6.
No watering between 9 and 6.
I have no problem.
Okay.
I would second
rather
that.
Than saying when they must water, say they can't water during
right. Prohibited
nine.
Between
prohibited between 9 and 6. And we don't have to put all the times down.
Okay. And we have a second on that?
All in favor.
Who seconded?
Me.
Okay. All right. So no further discussion. Then let's go with a roll call vote.
We just have doing the one on the
just
time.
Just the time. First, we're starting with time.
We're going to modify the resolution to state that they're watering between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. is prohibited. That's the way that.
That's the motion.
That's the motion.
And seconded.
Okay, you want a roll call vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Director Berenger?
Yes.
Director Rice?
Yes.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
Director Clip?
Aye.
President Robinette?
Aye. Okay, motion passes 5-0. So now we've got some hours. so we want to take days then next? Days?
Sure, I'll move that for non period. No, we didn't do that. We didn't make that on a weekend day. We don't care. Weekend day, or Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And
they're only going to water once.
And full-time residents is staying on the Tuesday
and full-time residents will be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Now, do you want to put the numbers in? Odd addresses and even addresses. I believe that's a more fair way of doing it.
Can we do one at a time, buddy?
You want to do one? Why do you?
Yeah,
we're
going to do just that one, just the day.
Just the weekend day.
Yeah, I'd just like to do just the day, and then we can talk about the way that the town is split.
Okay. You can make the split motion. I move that people that don't water during the week because they're not in town, those out-of-town people, can water on the weekend, one time. I don't care. Saturday or Sunday. Well, you shouldn't be. You can only do it one day. They may only be here one day.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second on that? On the we have the Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to talk about odd and even next, but in this one we have Tuesday, Thursday.
And Saturdays for out. And
Saturday or Sunday for people from out of town, only one day, of course.
Correct.
Second.
Okay, and there is a second. Okay. Are you ready for a roll call?
Madam President, may we please hear the motion exactly as it's intended to be?
Yes, would you please read the motion back?
Yeah let's.
I'll try to put the two parts together. So Director Berenger moved to add even addresses watering on Tuesday, odd addresses watering on Thursday.
And we're going to come back on that, pardon me. We're going to just talk about days right now, the Tuesday and the Thursday and the part-timers Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday?
Isn't that what I just said?
My motion is that.
Please, 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 let's keep this civil, and we have a motion from a director on the floor.
For those people who don't water during the week and are, I don't know whether.
Would the following language get you where you want to go?
Yeah.
Property owners who demonstrate that they're only in residence on weekends may instead water one weekend day, either Saturday or Sunday.
That's my motion. I like it. Thank you, David.
And the other remains the same, Tuesday or Thursday. We're going back to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready now then for our vote? Been moved and seconded and clarified?
No, if you want to.
David already read, or Mr. Hurst already read it. I'm ready for it. Go.
And Thompson seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Director Berenger?
Yes.
Director Thompson?
Aye. I had a, sorry, point of order. I did have some discussion on that before we had the vote on it. I didn't know we were calling for the vote. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's my thought on that, and we're going to come back around to the how we divide the town, which will affect kind of this thought that I'm having. If they get to pick Saturday or Sunday, why can't everybody else in town pick either Tuesday or Thursday? And why would we be dividing up the town in any event? Why would we just say people who are permanent residents water on one day, either Tuesday or Thursday? Weekend residents, you can water either Saturday or Sunday. Otherwise, I think we should be having a specific day for those non-permanent residents, and I think it should be Sunday.
I think that the reason we're doing the Tuesday-Thursday for our residents has everything to do with that's the majority population and has to do with trying to have a balanced usage on the water system. I think that's why we would have two separate days, however we separate them out, trying to get a fairly even use on each of those days.
Not that I want to confuse this anymore, but we could have odd, when we decide even and odd for Tuesday or Thursday. If you're not a town resident and you're an odd, you're a Saturday, and if you're an even, you're a Sunday.
Okay. Well,
I like the motion as it's as
the
as
motion.
It is.
Yeah, the motion is yeah. At this time we're talking about the Saturday or Sunday for part-time residents, and we're talking we're not talking about Tuesday and Thursday yet.
Not at all.
Just the part-time residents. Okay, are we ready for the vote? All right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Director Berenger?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
Director Rice?
No.
Vice President, or I'm sorry, President Robinette?
Aye. We need Vice President Cliff's vote. Would you please let him sit down? Pardon me. Thank you. And may we have your vote, sir? Thank you. Okay, motion carries 4-1 for the weekenders. Okay, the next point then is the Tuesday-Thursday days and the even and odd.
And the hours.
And the hours.
General Manager Gruber?
We got the hours already.
Is there, I just was curious if there's a difference.
We're having a disruption in the meeting, and until General Manager Gruber can come back, because Director Rice is addressing General Manager Gruber, we'll wait. Well, I know. Director Rice has a question.
One of the reasons we split it between Tuesday and Thursday is so there isn't a huge load on just one day of the week, which is makes sense. Do we have any sense of this town is addressed very oddly, and I don't know if separating on Highway 1 makes sense because we have about an even number of residences. I don't know if that's true or not. There could be way more residences on one side than the other, but we could also have 75% of the people have an odd address. I mean, we probably don't even really have a sense of that, do we?
I think the map that, kind of keep it on simplest terms without going into a lot of, you know, data and stuff, I think the map that President Robinette provided from a quantitative standpoint shows that there are more people on one side of the highway than the other. So it's really up to the board whether you choose to do it by zones or I know in the
and pressure zone wise, does it really make that much of a difference? Do you think in
no,
operations of it?
Those are pretty. The recommendation for the odd and even is just a standard conservation recommendation. We've done it
so that everybody, so that everybody another, isn't doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've
the
done
same
in other
day.
Communities, and it seems to work really well that way. So it's just a simplified approach to helping you come to a decision.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Any further discussion then on the Tuesday, Thursday, and how it would be divided up? Someone have a motion?
I move that we amend the resolution to state that even number addresses water on Tuesdays, odd number addresses on Thursdays.
And, I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. No further discussion. And would you repeat your motion?
Even number residences with addresses that end in an even number on Tuesdays, and residences that end in an odd number on Thursdays.
Thank you. May we have a roll call, please?
For full-time permanent.
For what?
Full-time permanent residents.
Yes, thank you for the clarification.
Director Rice?
Yes.
Director Berenger?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
Vice President Cliff?
Aye.
President Robinette?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Now, President Robinette.
Yes, Director Rice?
We've been talking residential this whole time. I assume that that Tuesday, Thursday also would apply to businesses, yes?
Yes.
And everybody is still supposed to stay within the allocation. We're not changing the amounts that people are allowed to use.
Correct.
Before surcharge.
That's specifically outlined in the staff report.
Okay.
Director Robin.
Yes, Director Barr.
I move that we adopt the resolution as amended.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Under discussion?
Director Rice?
I think Director Thompson makes a good point, and we still don't have a specific start time, whether it would be today or next week, and I think starting after Pine Dorado isn't a bad idea. But that also puts it then not right in the start of a billing cycle. So I mean, we can rely on folks to not water, please, before Pine Dorado, but I don't know when we're starting this change. So can we...
Okay, it had originally been to start effective today, but it has been talked about to wait until the end of the Pine Dorado weekend, so it's whatever is the board's pleasure.
If I can make a comment, I think a lot of people, Pine Dorado really doesn't use any water, uses very, very little, it only has one bathroom. It's the tourists that use all the water, and they aren't going to, well...
It's always the tourist.
Well, it's not. It's us too. I mean, we're all
gates. We need gates.
You know, it's a lot of people come into town into our homes actually during Pine Dorado. So Pine Dorado shouldn't be the victim here. I believe if we started on September 1st, it makes good sense. It's only a few days prior to Pine Dorado. People then start a new billing period. They're ready to roll. I would make it effective September 1st, and the minimum amount of water we're going to change. Instead of coming in by truck, it's going to go out of somebody's hose. I think the amount of water is really not going to be significant, as people have said. You know,
But the proposal as it is right now is it's immediate upon publication. Is that right?
That's correct. If a way to change that would be...
It doesn't make that much difference.
Right.
One week, whether you say September 1st or September 15th or now, you're a week away. Just let it go.
Okay. I, as part of discussion, I would let it go and just adopt it as is.
Okay. So it's adopted as is.
That's my motion. Did somebody second it? Yeah, Mr. Cliff. You seconded my motion. So I'm done with discussion.
Okay, no further discussion. Do you want to repeat that motion, please?
No, my motion is that we adopt the resolution as amended.
And there is a second?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's have the roll call on that, please.
Director Berenger?
Aye.
Director Clift?
Aye.
Director Rice?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
President Robnett?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Now, back to our agenda.
We got one for future agenda.
Okay. No item 9. We didn't need a carryover from public comment from the beginning. But on future agenda items, we have a request for public comment from Elizabeth Bettenhausen.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I had not intended to speak on number 11, but the past half hour leads me to make a suggestion. The phrases non-permanent residents, weekend residents, part-timers, full-time residents, full-time residents at residences not occupied full-time. I would like to make this suggestion to you, Board of Directors of CCSD, that before you take any serious action on Bartle and Wells, which is coming up at some point soon, you ask your general manager to sketch out for you what types of water users do you have in this district. How many of the 4,000 are full-time, which you probably know because they have had to appeal for a second person in the house, etc.? At least you know some of them. How, since the motion you passed says property owners who demonstrate that they are not in residence, I can't wait to hear how they're going to do that. The property owners demonstrating that they aren't in residence. So I'm really curious how this is going to work, and I look forward to your attention to who the users are of potable water in this district, and what we know about the patterns of usage that we can then use in responding to the recommendations from Bartles and Wells, because I have a sneaking suspicion he knows a lot more about us than we do. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. No other request for public comment on future agenda items? Did you?
Just a question, general question.
Could you come up to the mic, please?
When there are such major amendments to something that the public hasn't had an opportunity to comment on, after you make the amendments, is there a way that we could add this in? Or do we have to bring it up on another agenda item at another meeting? For example, the things that were just changed, the public didn't have a chance to comment on those because those occurred after the public comment period was ended.
Mm-hmm.
Just a question.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Future agenda items, discussion from the board, recommendations. Director Rice?
I move that we put the reserve policy for consideration of the board on a soon, perhaps not next month, but soon agenda, because we've been having, it would be nice to have a policy in place. I think the budget ad hoc committee was going to be looking at that, and I don't know if...
Second that per se, but yes, I think that as part of the budget committee that comment should be made on, I don't think it needs to be an agenda item, but the next time the budget committee makes a report, which should be in the next month or two, that the reserve policy is addressed.
Okay, and Director Rice, would you like to put that in the form of a motion, and we have sort of a second already coming in?
I move that we place the reserve policy as an item on the agenda for the board to consider approval of.
Okay, and
I would second that, but not necessarily being next month's.
But soon.
Mm-hmm. But soon. Yeah.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we do look at a reserve policy with the budget ad hoc at soon, and so.
September, October is fine.
Hmm?
September or October would be good.
October. Okay. Is that all right?
Since we're out of money in November.
Yeah,
okay, so it's been modified to September or October. Okay.
Okay.
All right. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Rice?
Yes.
Director Berenger?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
Vice President Cliff?
Aye.
President Robinette?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you, President Robinette.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Second. It's been moved we adjourn. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, thank you. Voice, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you for your tolerance.